Albert Einstein once said, "We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them." Well, it was that thinking that made me think about creating reverse PR. Because every day the media receive hundreds if not thousands of releases and pitches from people just like you and me. In every instance, the releases are written and the pitches are made to draw attention to an issue, an event, an announcement, or a brand, in the hope that the media will pass the information on to its audiences. Sadly, most of these releases end in the bin, and most pitches fall on deaf ears. Why? Well, usually it's because the story sold or pitched to the journalist is neither newsworthy nor interesting enough for the targeted media's readers, listeners, or viewers. After all but a few media outlets are in business for profit, and they stay in business by selling advertising and filling newspapers, or magazines and news bulletins, and providing online content with information their audiences want. Newspapers and magazines and radio television bulletins also only have a finite amount of space to place stories. So what do you do when the media releases or pitches that have been prepared either by you or those you pay to act on your behalf don't provide the return on the investment that you're looking for? Do you follow the pack and persist in writing reams of media releases and continue making pitches to the media which go nowhere? Or do you look for a different way to get the results you seek? Instead of trying to make your issue the story, what if you changed tack and started contributing to stories relevant to your expertise, which a journalist might already be working on? Journalists are always looking for new sources to contribute to a story, to make that story interesting and informative for their readers, listeners, or viewers. And most stories have between 2 and up to 5 different sources within the story to give it contrast or depth. Sources, even the principal source, rarely get more than 2 to 3 quotes in a given story, and the rest of the quotes come from the remaining sources, and finally, the journalist's take on the story. Now, as you live, learn, work, and play, it's certain that you get good at something. Being good at something can make you an expert, especially when the media are looking for credible sources to contribute to a story that they're already working on. If you've written a book, even if it's self-published, you're an expert in the eyes of many. And even if you haven't written a book, chances are you're still good at what you do anyway. So why not leverage your expertise and subscribe to Reverse PR today? Go to reversepr.com and check out the site. So how does Reverse PR work? Well, Reverse PR provides an online platform to help journalists connect with potential sources for the stories they're working on. The journalist's query comes direct to me, and then I compile the information into a unique email, which I send to Reverse PR subscribers. I'll send emails up to 3 times a day, depending on the workload I've received from the journos. Perhaps around breakfast, say lunchtime, and then late afternoon. And I'll do that Monday to Friday if the work is there. Now, Reverse PR is free because of the karma, or as I call it, the giver's gain effect, I receive from helping other people. I make journalists across Australia a compelling offer to use Reverse PR. Now, did I mention Reverse PR is free for anyone to use? I invite journalists, even bloggers, indeed anyone who is in the information business to use Reverse PR as their primary means to connect with prospective sources that they need for the stories they're working on. Similarly, I make a compelling offer to would-be media sources to subscribe to Reverse PR. I provide subscribers with a no-cost, other than the cost of their time, potential to be a source in a story a journalist is working on that is relevant to the source's expertise. And I even encourage public relations firms to subscribe to Reverse PR. Now, each Reverse PR email I send subscribers contains unique information I have received from the journalists. The email outlines stories or journalists are working on and a query advising the contribution the journalist seeks from sources to help round out their stories. Each query also advises how the source should respond to the journalist if they can contribute as a source. It's then up to each subscriber whether they respond to a journalist's query. Now, by reversing the public relations process, my subscribers are saving time, effort, and money. It takes up to 5 minutes to read through a Reverse PR email. And if you're an expert on a story a journalist is working on, it probably takes about another 5 minutes to craft your response to the query and to respond to the journalist in question. After all, you're an expert, are you not? So if you know your stuff, you'll likely knock up a quick 2 or 3 sentence credible response and respond. If it takes you any longer than 5 minutes to craft a response, you're probably not the expert, the source that the journalist is looking for that particular query. So in that case, I suggest you don't respond. Now, the upside with reverse PR is if a journalist uses reverse PR, uses one of the reverse PR subscribers' contributions, the subscriber will gain a significant return on their investment. Having their brand, whether it's their name or business, mentioned in print, on radio, or indeed TV, is, and in fact even online, is good for business. And the extra benefit? Well, the stature of reverse PR subscribers' expertise status increases yet again, especially in the eyes of the public because of their source contribution in the media. But the ROI, or return on their investment, the reverse PR subscriber receives goes much wider than that media's immediate distribution. A reverse PR subscriber can further empower their brand by linking their brand website to a story in which they are quoted as a source. And when someone Googles something relevant to a reverse PR subscriber's expertise, that subscriber's brand will keep popping up in the search engine results. Now, the opportunities for reverse PR subscribers are endless, and they all start from contributing to one journalist's story. And because the reverse PR subscriber is helping a journalist do their job, they also get the karma effect. Imagine the return on investment when a reverse PR subscriber contributes to another journalist's story, and then another, and then another. Now, put quite simply, it costs a reverse PR subscriber nothing other than a bit of time and effort to help a journalist out on a topic that they're already an expert on, and the benefits are immeasurable. Now, my privacy policy is simple. I won't share your information without your written permission, which I will ask for should I ever need it. And more importantly, I won't spam you. So go and check out Reverse PR today. It's at HTTP things, all those thingies. But just remember the important thing, reversepr.com. Whether you're a source or a journalist, check it out and subscribe today.